First, I want to say, if any of my family is listening, I warned you. This is unfiltered and not suitable for kids. So if you hear me cursing or Alex cursing, I'm sorry. I'll always repeat this. Just because we're talking about kids' movies doesn't mean kids should listen. Anyways, it's about that time. Our new podcast called Thinking About Movies. This is Adrian, joined by my wife's cousin, Alex. This will be our third podcast series together. But probably the one we'll be focusing on the most, maybe. We're still doing our Parks and Questions podcast for Parks and Recreation fans. And if you haven't heard the Excellent Question podcast, you might want to check that out too while you wait for more episodes of this show. Like I said in the intro episode, in this show, we'll be talking about movies that we've seen over and over again during the pandemic and reviewing them, sort of, but in a category form. If you're familiar with the Rewatchables podcast by Bill Simmons, it's pretty much along those same lines, but we'll be doing movies that I know for a fact he's never done and will never do on his podcast. And movies that my son AJ has watched over and over again. Bill, if you're hiring over at The Ringer, give me a call. I'm not trying to compete with you. We do this because I love your show. The categories will change from podcast to podcast, but the main categories are as follows. What's aged the best? What's aged the worst? The award for the character that did the most with little screen time? The overdoing it award? Funniest moments, the get the fuck out of here award for the biggest yeah right moment, unanswerable questions, actual good advice, who voiced this character for the animated movies, unintentional comedy, most quotable lines, subtle adult humor, nitpicks, half-assed internet research, and finally our last thoughts on the movie, if we have time. This episode and all future episodes are brought to you by Ding Tea in Lakewood. Get your golden, delicious boba in any of their milk teas, iced teas, or smoothies delivered with DoorDash.
Delicious.
Now open in Downey as well. And with that being said, it's hard to get fat on a vegan diet. Ice Age, coming up next. All right, Alex, it's time. The day is finally here. All the teases, all the Instagram posts that have led to this moment. We're doing yet another podcast. This time it's pretty much talking shit and making fun of movies that we loved as kids. And the first victim is Ice Age.
Yes.
This episode contains spoilers, but if you haven't seen Ice Age by now, that's your fault. Three unlikely friends team up to return a lost baby to its family, but one of them has other plans. This movie came out in 2002. And it's one of my favorite movies as a kid, and it's continued well into my life, into my mid-20s.
I'm very fond of this movie as well. I watched this movie like...
How many times have you think you watched this movie?
Oh, man, dude. When I was younger... Okay, I don't know if I can say this, but I had collected a bunch of movies when I was younger that shouldn't have been out.
Oh, illegally?
I didn't say it. You said it. I'm just saying, like...
You can say it. I can say it.
I don't want to say it, but... Yes, I must have watched that movie on my little tiny laptop-looking DVD player like 50 billion times.
You would leave the Big Saver by your house and people would be selling DVDs, fake DVDs, in the parking lot?
This was before Big Saver. This was like when El Super was becoming like big and popular.
Yeah, I actually, as much as I talk shit about buying the real movies and I just buy like or I torrent or whatever, I actually had the copy of this movie as a kid. That's how much I liked it. Anyway, we're gonna jump right into the first category, although I should warn you, some of these categories might be a little anticlimactic, as you'll see with the first one, which is what's aged the best, because I only came up with one. Feel free to jump in if you have any. But what's aged the best? Number one, Road Rage. The opening scene after Scrat miraculously survives being squished between two glaciers and stomped on by a 1,000-pound animal, you can see a ton of animals migrating in one direction except this giant-ass mammoth, right?
Yeah.
And this tiny little animal gets pissed off because he's going the wrong way. Could this very well be the first incident involving road rage in the history of planet Earth?
All things considered, probably. I think so, because there are some other references in that movie that also simulate what traffic was like.
That's true.
I don't know if it's a good idea to bring them now, but there was that one where like there was like a little tiny volcano that poofed up like a red smoke and they all three of them stopped.
Exactly, yeah.
And they watched the glacier go by.
Yeah, yep.
And then it poofed
which
up
is really weird.
It's like, okay.
Do you have any other what's the best?
Yeah, there is a quote that said, for a second there, I actually thought you were going to eat me. And then Diego says,
I don't need junk food. Junk food.
Yeah, junk
food. I have more on that later. Gotcha. What say is the worst? I have five. Again, feel free to jump in. Number one. So we'll find out later in half-assed internet research that Cedric the Entertainer voices a character in this movie. But he only had like two or three lines. He should have been in here more. This was probably like peak Cedric. I'm not going to tell you who Cedric voiced him because I'm going to have you guess later
okay.
who the voice actors are. And also, too, Jack Black. He only had a couple lines. Did you know Jack Black was in this movie?
Dude, I'm blown away. I only know
Cedric
like,
the Entertainer.
Ray Romano and
yeah, Donald Cedric Zizamo, the Entertainer.
But I don't even know who voiced Diego.
Dennis Leary, bro. Dennis Leary.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So, well, we ruined that category. But yeah, Jack Black and Cedric the Entertainer voice characters in here. I'm going to have you guess later. What didn't age well? Saber-toothed tigers. They sadly didn't make it.
And neither did mammoths.
Mammoths, yeah, that's my number three. Mammoths, last I checked, that they didn't make it either. Dodo birds, they don't exist anymore either. The animation at the time I thought was pretty great, but looking at it now, it's pretty weak. Especially like with the ice cracks, it's like drawn on cracks. It's,
yeah, you know, for what it was,
for what it was at the time, it was
like,
great.
Damn, this is really good.
But now, like, they were to remake it now with the animation studios they have now, oh my god.
Yeah, like, How to Train Your Dragon animation?
No. I'm talking
Frozen animation.
Yeah, like Frozen. That's the one I was thinking of. It doesn't. Number five. At the very end, Sid says, "You know, this whole Ice Age thing is getting pretty old. You know what I could go for? Global warming." I think that was the second to last line in this entire movie. It says, yeah. You know what I could go for? Some global warming sounds pretty good right about now.
And then it ends into like a freaking
20,000 years later.
Yeah,
also, scary. Too, this movie, does this movie have like the widest gap of any like to be continued or like 5 years later, 10 years later? Have you ever seen anything more than like 50 years later? 20,000 years later? Jesus
That's
Christ.
Like that ending is somewhat like Captain America.
Yeah, frozen in time. So the next category, you're gonna love this one. It's called the Get the Fuck Out of Here Award for the biggest yeah right moment. Number one. All of these involve Scrat, by the way, the little animal.
The squirrel looking dude?
Yeah, it's a squirrel and a rat. That's why he's called Scrat. I had that in half-assed internet research, but then I scrapped it because, you know, everybody could figure that out. Number one, Scrat surviving between two glaciers.
No, there's no way he would have
just gotten
himself out of there.
Number two, Scrat surviving getting stomped on by an animal that weighs 1,000 pounds. And number three, Scrat surviving getting struck by lightning. Let's face it, dude. Scrat should have died like 50 times in this movie.
Yeah, he gives cats a run for their money for having
Scrat, congratulations. Your odds were like 1,001 to pull off this award, and you pulled up the upset. The Overdoing It Award. Feel free to jump in. I only have one.
Gotcha.
When Sid says, "Oh no, a tiger, help, help, oh, he got me." I think that was a little dramatic, over the top.
I think a lot of
on
the
purpose.
Dodo birds were a little over the top.
The Taekwondo.
The Taekwondo. Dude, that was iconic to me. That
dude,
whole scene,
mine,
dude. I love that
yeah.
scene.
I like the, there goes our last female.
That didn't age well at all.
That, yeah, I guess. Unanswerable questions. I only have a couple. So, was it clear what happened to mom? I brought this up a couple days ago to you and Ashley, and you guys thought I was crazy. I was like, oh, man, it sucked that the mom died. And you guys were like, the mom died? What?
As I saw that, I was like, God damn it, he's right.
But is it clear though?
It was very clear that the mom pretty much.
No, she got swept away, but it's not proven that she died. She could have washed up later. She was really tired.
But she probably gave all the ounce
her energy,
of strength,
yeah.
energy she had to put her kid onto the shore. Because, dude, that was a big ass fall that she jumped from.
I hope she survived. I know. Number two, unanswerable question. Did Sid invent snowboarding? That's like a gold medal performance. Yeah. Both of them were gold medal performances.
Yeah.
What exactly was Diego's injury at the end? Because...
yeah, you just see him do that weird anime type.
Like, he got cross. In the way, right? Exactly. He got in the way of the other Tigers attack. I forget that dude's name. And it's not like the dude had a knife that was like pointing straight ahead and is the saber teeth point down. And it wasn't like, it was weird. He just got in the way and he just fell like a game
maybe,
of chicken, but you don't see the injury. And they just fall. Nah, it
maybe
couldn't
have. He got hit so hard.
The other dude was so cocky when he just stood up. He's like, yeah, I did that. And Diego's now dying. Like, it wasn't clear to me. I know it's a rated G movie and they had to keep it like no blood, clean and all that, but still it
also think that those icicles really penetrated a saber-toothed tiger like that?
From that height and like 20 of them? Yeah, probably.
Think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how dangerous they are?
Yeah, but I would have thought that a saber-toothed tiger would have been able to freaking like roll out of the way or something.
Oh, you mean like that? I thought you meant like... physically be able to be pierced. It can physically be pierced, but as far as like quickness, because they're a tiger, they could just easily like.
Yeah. What I was like.
The reaction time. I don't know.
That is some crappy
Did you catch next category? Did you catch any actually good advice from this movie? Because I have one.
Yeah.
You go first.
Has to do with the herd. The herd protects each other.
Ah. Okay.
It's like family. You can relate that to family.
Yeah. So Manfred tells Sid, after he went and shut up, if you find a mate in life, you should be loyal and grateful. Pretty good words to live by.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. The game. Guess who voiced these characters? Number one, who voiced Sid? You already know this one.
John
Leguizamo. Number two, Manfred. Number three, Diego.
Dennis, right?
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary,
the coach from... The Blind...
Was it Titans?
No, the Blind Side. Was it the Blind Side? No, it was the Blind Side. Fuck, it was...
Rudy? Was it a football
movie? No. Yeah, it was a football movie.
Blank Shard?
No. Draft Day.
Draft Day.
Yeah, it was a coach. Yeah, he was the coach from Draft Day. He's like, can you coach this team? I can coach this team. Yeah. The one with Kevin Costner. But he's also famous for many other things I can't come up with off the top of my head. Number four, who voiced Zeke, one of the Sabretooths? The I want them all, that guy.
I don't know.
I already mentioned it earlier.
Crackhead looking?
Oh, actually, I did. Yeah, I didn't mention it earlier.
Who?
I didn't. Sorry.
Steve Buscemi.
No. Who voiced Kung Fu Panda?
Jack Black.
That was Jack Black. Zeke was Jack Black.
Would not have guessed that.
Yep.
That didn't sound nothing like Jack Black.
And Cedric the Entertainer voiced one of the rhinos. It was either Carl or Frank. I can't remember. But yeah, Cedric the Entertainer was like, easy, Frank. Yeah. Carl, he ruined our salad. But that was one of the two. I think it was Frank. It must be the last one that sees. Unintentional comedy. Did you get anything for this? Because I think everything here was pretty intentional.
A lot of it was intentional.
Yeah, we could just skip this one really quick. I just needed to mention that we have that category. Other movies will definitely have some unintentional comedy.
I mean, this one was pretty dark, but when he was like, look, the tigers are playing tag with the antelope.
Yeah.
With their teeth.
With their teeth.
And he's like, come on, so let's play tag.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a good one right there. He's like, yeah, okay. Funniest moments.
Shit. Okay.
Feel free to jump in at any time.
My favorite moment, funniest moment.
We got 3 minutes and 10 seconds before we gotta take a break.
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead.
Funniest moment was when they're fighting for the watermelon.
And the entire scene. Yeah, I have that right here. Yeah, I have that in number four. You know what I named it? Sid's touchdown.
Yes.
That's what I named it. So
dude,
pretty much.
I think like.
Let me set the stage.
Oh. Okay.
So he turns all pro. He turns into Zeke. Turns into Zeke Elliott. He stiff arms, does spin moves, reaches the other side, does a touchdown celebration.
He hurled.
The baby is cheering. He hurdled. Then he smashes the melon.
He did the Gronk at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's up there. Another scene, the diaper changing scene. Like someone should lick it. Why am I the poop checker? Stop waving that thing around. It's clean. That whole scene was just hilarious. I wanted to trick somebody like that. Number two, let's try to hurry this up and squeeze this in before we gotta take a break. Manny says, "How about some milk?" Sid says, "Oh, I'd love some." Diego's like, "Not you, the baby." Sid says, "Well, I ain't exactly lactating right now, pal." Diego's like, "You're a little low on the food chain to be mouthing off, aren't you?" That interaction makes it into the funniest moments. Next one. Look who it is. Don't you have some poor defenseless animal to disembowel? I don't know if that aged well.
Yep.
We already mentioned Sid's touchdown.
I like this quote that Manfred says.
Yeah.
Manny, he's like talking to Sid. He's like, "Let's get something straight, okay? There's no we. There never was a we. In fact, without me, there wouldn't even be a you.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That scene is well written.
And another one. The hot tub machine. I mean, the hot tub time machine. The hot tub scene.
God,
with the how he's flirting it up with two other female sloths. The kid is falling under. The girls are actually kind of into Sid, probably faking it. And they say how ugly he is, but he's a family guy. Manfred comes and takes the baby, and Sid leaves, and he's like, "Sexy." Like the way he says, a little cringeworthy, and want to slap the shit out of him.
Yep.
But I don't know. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's good.
What wins? Funniest moment. Was it Sid's touchdown or was it the...
Dude, I'd lose it every time I see Sid like go all slow motion. Almost like a brilliant moment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that wins. Funniest moment.
I love that shit.
Zeke. Sid turning into Zeke Elliott.
They're playing the Sunday. Go Cowboys.
Alright, so we're going to take a break. But first, we're going to come back with most quotable lines.
Yeah.